Hello, dumplings. Welcome to Let's Get Ugly, the podcast where we dive deep into the latest beauty, wellness, and lifestyle secrets that aren't always pretty, but always real.
We're your co-hosts, Trishna and Disha.
The sister duo keeping it 100% authentic, really silly, and sassy all at the same time.
We really are super silly and quite sassy. So come join us and welcome to this episode of Let's Get Ugly.
Min, welcome to Let's Get Ugly.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
We are so excited to talk about your journey as a pro makeup artist and the range that you get to work with, editorial, red carpet, global campaigns. But today we're not just talking about, you know, all the people you've worked with. We're really getting into the inside of your kit, which we're excited about.
Yes. So and I'm also excited about the inside of you guys' kit as well.
Yeah. Well, I'm curious to know kind of like what stayed in Min's kit, what's also made it in and made it out, what's gone in and how much you use of it also says a lot about you. I'm noticing in the background a lot of really loved tubes and packaging.
Yeah. I mean, you can see those are things that I've genuinely used as well. Nothing there is new. I mean, my Elizabeth Arden 8-hour cream is definitely on its last legs, you can see. Reminds me to go and get some more. But yeah, I mean, I've been doing this for 14 years. So my kits drastically changed from when I first started out to what it is now. And there's some things that I revert back to. And there's some things that I'll leave and never go back to. It's just constantly evolving. There's no rules in my kit at all.
Love the no rules thing.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just trying. Also, different products work for different people. So It's important for me to have a good range. I can't just go with my personal favorites in my kit. It's really not about that. I have to see what suits, you know, the client that I'm working with. So, you know, and their skin type. So I always found that generally most foundations suited my skin. I was quite lucky in that sense, in that I could just wear anything on my own skin. So the true journey started when I started to work on lots of different skin types and just really familiarizing myself with what works here, what works there. So yeah.
That's amazing. I mean, what was the first product or tool that you ever put in your kit?
So I wouldn't say there was like one specific product, because as soon as I'd done my makeup course, I had been given a Mac Pro discount.
Oh, yes.
So I just went out and I went to town and I bought as much as I could. I remember Studio Fix Foundation was so popular then. And it was, you know, the first foundation I had in my kit. But yeah, my kit was very Mac heavy. And it just isn't anymore. You know, I've definitely got my Mac staples in there. There's some things that I would never let go of. But it's not very MAC heavy anymore.
I think the choices that you make in your kit contrast a lot of like who you are as well at different stages in life.
Absolutely. 100%. And I think, you know, when I first started out, I didn't know any other makeup artists. I didn't know anyone in the industry. So I was just going with what was popular. And it's only until you're on set with other makeup artists in teams, even clients, and just generally start talking to people about makeup more, you start, you know, learning more. I mean, even today, I'm sure you guys will have a product that I've not used and I'm going to want to go and try. So that thing never changes. And especially now with social media, you've got so many different brands. Then there wasn't as many to choose from. And, you know, I was young and in my head, it was like all about MAC. And it so isn't anymore for me. So yeah, the kit's definitely evolved.
That's kind of really similar to us, because our first makeup kit was like everything MAC, like anything imaginable.
Oh, yeah.
It's changed so
much. I think
much.
It's most people, you know. I still get asked if, you know, do I have MAC or do I have MAC this? I'm like, no, not really, not anymore. But I've got this.
Yeah, you know.
So yeah, it's constant evolving. And I get emails every day with, you know, a new skincare brand or, you know, new products. I get sent a lot. I'm, you know, quite privileged to be sent products that I can try out all the time, hence my makeup room that we discussed earlier on. So yeah.
I think that's definitely nature of the job nowadays. But Has there ever been like a product that got you through a big turning point or a high pressure job, like a memory product that you're like, oh my God, this got me through this day? Or
do you know what? There's not a product. This is a bit of a weird one. It's not a product, but it's a technique that I use to calm myself down in high pressured environments. And I've passed this technique on to other people as well, and they've said it works. And I've researched it as well. It's not just picked out from the sky. But if you place your tongue to your upper palate, you activate your vagus nerve, which is responsible for your parasympathetic nervous system. So it, you know, lowers like your blood pressure, your heart rate. So it's a technique that I'll use if I'm in a crazy busy environment, I need to hyper focus, but I don't want my cortisol levels rising and ruining me.
Wow.
So, so tongue to the upper palate, ladies, is more towards the back end. But it's also really good for things like the structure of your jaw, your teeth. It's something to look into if you get a moment.
Yeah, for sure. I mean,
yeah.
I'm going to be doing it all the time.
Yeah. I know. I just was speaking to Daisy about it, and she said, I'm definitely going to try that.
Yeah.
So many people have, you know, this industry is full of people with sort of neurodivergence and ADHD. And it's a really good technique for that.
It's also, yeah. I think, quite calming for someone in a chair as well. It's sometimes, I think people forget like how chaotic sets can be and how chaotic set is. And someone is always rushing someone or someone's running around behind you. And
absolutely.
It's really busy. And so I find it to be a very, very interesting experience to then be like, hey, like, take a beat.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think as well, you know, doing something like that, you know, your own energy calms down and that exudes, you know, out to the person, you know, in front of you or in your chair. If it's a celebrity, you want to be calm. Mm-hmm. You know, you want them to feel like they're in a relaxed environment. You don't want to be giving chaos, you know. It's not a good look.
Yeah.
And it never, you know, you never get a good outcome from it either. You know, my best work is produced when I'm feeling good and I'm feeling relaxed and, you know, I'm not rushed. And even if I have to be quick, I don't have to feel rushed. There's a difference, you know?
Yeah, especially because sets are chaotic as well.
Sets can be so chaotic. I mean, I did a shoot last week with 13 models.
Wow.
And it was absolute chaos.
Wow.
And yeah, I've been in lots of those situations. I remember doing a show for Oswald Boateng, and there were like over 100 models and talent, and I had 20 assistants. I've never heard my name being called out so much in my life. And, you know, you just wanted to, like, I wanted to just go home and cry in the shower. These are sort of end up being great tests for you, you know, and I survived. So that's the main thing.
Yeah, I was doing a little research last night, and we were looking at like, you know, what are quotes that people live by and you know, things like that. All I could come up with was, why have abs when you can have kebabs? I feel like Min's would be like, if you get through today, there is always tomorrow.
There's
you
always, know, like, yeah, more profound. Exactly.
More profound. Yeah.
I'll work on it.
It's literally looking
my little
at
profound
her.
Saying.
Yeah.
But speaking of your kit, what's something that's in your kit that you never use, but it's kind of just there, like you feel like, maybe there's something you have a connection with that you just feel should always be there, but you haven't had to like use it that much.
Well, actually, one of them is over there. It's the Fenty Body Glow. And the reason it's there is as a reminder. So I sometimes have things that are empty in my kit as a reminder that I need to repurchase this product because it's so amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of them. Another thing I'd say is my palette. I always take my palette out and I have every intention of using it, but I still seem to use the back of my hand. So, that's definitely a thing.
That's so interesting.
Yeah.
Do you think that the palette is like a representation of something or like...
I think it makes me feel more like an artist. And I think, this is why I... you know, got into makeup. It was for the artistry. It was the creative aspect that really reeled me in initially. And then, you know, the the move into sort of more glam and celebrity makeup, as much as I am interested in it, what I was interested in was connecting with those people in my chair and with their energy. But in terms of the palette, it connects with me as an artist, I think, you know, and that's my roots. I mean, I still paint. I still do a lot of digital art and things like that. So for me, it's just a reminder that I'm an artist, you know?
I love that.
Yeah.
That is so sweet. And I definitely think it's like also the act of like mixing the colors together.
Absolutely.
On there.
Absolutely. And, you know, I hardly use it and it just stays out there. I bring it out every time knowing that I'm just going to use the back of my hand. It's kind of a bit crazy. But I did use it the other day because I was painting somebody, the back of somebody's head gold.
Oh, wow.
Yep. So I used it and it's great to mix with it. Again, it just makes me feel like an artiste.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
We feel like at the end of the day, we always want to know when you're with a makeup artist or you're with somebody that is responsible for artistry, what is in their kit? The first question I have for you is, what's one thing from your kit that you think someone else is going to steal?
Oh, I can tell you what's been stolen several times is my Shuyumura 7H Kalinske lip brush. Have you ever seen this lip brush?
No.
It's magical. It's so magical. And I've had about four of them and I just don't bother buying them anymore because they just keep walking away or getting stolen or, you know, something. But it's such a phenomenal brush. It's just perfect for the shape of your lips. It's you've got to check it out.
I will.
Yeah, you got to check it out.
What is the shape of the brush then? Is it
like kind of got this curve at the top and then a straight line at the bottom. So it kind of, it's just perfect for the Cupid's bow and, you know, like the straighter bits here. Like it's just, it's great.
It
sounds
great.
I miss the brush.
I was going to say I want this brush now.
Yeah.
I was going to say, didn't think I'd ever need a lip brush, but now I want one.
Yeah. I mean, it's so good. It's so good. But yeah, that's been stolen several times.
When you're doing someone's kind of base, what is your go-to product for that?
Base. Again, it just really depends on the person's skin type and skin tone and what they want to achieve as well. So if they wanted a more matte look, I'd be sure to use a lightweight moisturizer and maybe a mattifying primer. But if they wanted something more dewy, then I'll go in with loads of different dewy products. And again, it's all about skin preparation for me. And that's why I bought my Walida Skin Food, because it's one of my favorites. But yeah.
I noticed your Elizabeth Arden is... like on its last legs.
It's on its last legs, yeah. I use that for the lips. I prep everybody's lips with Elizabeth Arden 8-hour cream. I mean, it's really shiny. So if it's somebody who does it, like, I'll blot that down when I'm ready to do the actual lip. But whilst all of the other makeup's going on, I'm letting this soak in and moisturize the lips. And actually, it's doubled up for me. There's been times where, you know, last minute I've had, somebody on set say, oh, maybe if we made the lid glossy, you know, and if I've had to rummage through my kit and it's going to take too long, I just reach for the Elizabeth Arden and just swipe that over the lids and it's perfect. Yeah.
All these little secrets that we're definitely going to steal. I mean, off camera, we were talking about foundation because that's tricky, especially for, well, my undertone is like, there's never a match. I have to mix so many things together.
Okay.
So just to kind of know like what is good and what has a lot of matches for a lot of skin tones.
Right. I mean, I love the Lancome Taint Idol Ultra Wear. In terms of shade range, I think it's amazing. Obviously, we know Fenty is great for shade range too. But I'd say those two brands for me, they hit a vast range. And my portfolio consists of a vast range of skin tones. So I can definitely vouch for those two brands there. In terms of textures, I love Luminous Silk by Armani.
Same.
It's just delicious.
It's so good.
Yep. It's red carpet friendly too. Mm. Doesn't get too cakey on the skin. It seems to just suit most people's skin as well. I've never heard anyone say to me, no, can you not use that? Because it doesn't, you know, it doesn't work. It works for most people, for everybody.
I once tried their like age friendly one by accident. Right. And I was like, what is this? Like, yeah. It's totally different.
Yeah, yeah.
But then you try Luminous Silk and you're like, oh.
And you realize that Luminous Silk is the perfect name for it. Because yes. It's luminous and silky. I'm like, oh, great marketing.
Yeah. It really is. It's actually like quite well naming convention wise.
Yes, yeah. It really is.
It's always really tricky with the beauty products with the names. It's like, what is that called again?
Yeah, it does what it says on the tin, huh?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, definitely.
And then I've got Clé de Peau there as well, which is a real luxury foundation, in my opinion. Every time I use it on somebody, they're like, wow, what have you used on my skin? And I'm like, Clé de Peau, baby, because it's, again, it's super silky. It's a second skin whilst giving you a good amount of coverage, not too much coverage, but a good amount of coverage. Mm-hmm. And it's buildable. You know, most of these are. But again, yeah, it's the second skin aspect for me. I just think skin should always look like healthy, glowing, beautiful skin, you know?
I have to say, Mint, you have the nicest skin.
Oh, thank
like
you.
The I nicest. Mean,
I'm wearing Clé de Peau right now, so.
That's well, thank true. You. I know, but it's so true. I mean, a lot of people kind of, they don't let natural skin show or they don't know how.
Yeah,
but
absolutely.
Yeah, your skin is great.
Thank
as
you.
Well.
I
yeah.
appreciate that. I mean, it's interesting that we're talking so much about products and stuff because as much as I'm, you know, a product fiend in many ways, I'm also really big on things like, you know, gut health and liver function and, you know, cell health and, you know, optimizing your mitochondria and things like that. To me, like those, I've made a massive transition into, actually, I say massive transition, I've always been into it. Mm-hmm. You know, we as kids, we were drinking turmeric milk, wow. anti-inflammatory yeah. turmeric milk. You know, we were given things like spirulina and wow. barley grass and things like cell salts as well. I bought a few of those over. Ooh. Like, so, and cell salts are the 12 essential minerals that your body requires. So again, they exist to optimize your cellular health so your cells can do all the repairing for you. So, you know, for me, products for beauty span way across into the health and wellness sort of industry too. You know, good collagen, great hydration. You know, I've been using some of these sort of hydration sachets at the moment. You know, I'm into like mineralizing my water for optimum hydration. All of these things contribute to the health of your skin. I'd say, you know, products are fun, but, you know, I think the real stuff is from within.
Mm. Can you explain a little bit more about the cell salt? I've never seen that before.
Yeah, so I think it was a guy called Dr. Schüssler who sort of came up with them or made them famous. I mean, we took them as kids. My dad was the one that introduced me to them, actually. So we didn't really go down the conventional allopathic medicine route when we were younger. It was all about naturopathy and the cell salts are homeopathic. It's a homeopathic medicine or remedy, which, like I said, they work with the vital energy of your cell. So what they do is rather than address an issue, they help your cells work the best that they can through mineralizing them so they do all the work for you because your body is regenerative, you know. So, you know, our bodies are amazing, what they can do for us. And so, yeah, that's sort of what they do. I've got a book back there that I'll show you. So, all about cell salt.
It's really interesting.
Yeah. For me, I went into like a bit of a deep dive about a year ago, or 2 years ago even, because I had a sinus infection and I hadn't been ill for years. And I thought I was superwoman. I thought, I haven't been ill for years. I'm so healthy. And then this happened and really sort of humbled me.
Sinus infections.
And I'm like a weirdo. Like if I have like anything wrong, even if I get a spot, I'm like, why? What have I eaten? What have I done? Am I stressed? So I start breaking down my entire life. And then I went into like a deep dive again about the cell salts and realized how great they were. And now I have all 12 at home. So I can pick and choose. Like, for example, if I have a cold coming along, which I have had a little bit, I've been taking Ferumfos, which oxygenates your cells and helps you fight a cold or even prevent it from actually taking full form.
That's so interesting.
Yeah. I'll send you all of this information.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I'm like really into like woo-woo deep dives, you know?
So are we. So it's great. Yeah. That's why we're like, please tell us more about the salts. I just think with these things, like often when we meet makeup artists, like a lot of people who don't work in the industry, they don't realize how much you guys, you know, care about inner health and how that actually reflects outside as well. And I think that's really important to highlight because
I think so.
Makeup can do a lot, but you need to have your base be strong.
Yeah. I mean, essentially, beauty is about or was about being healthy or appearing healthy. You know, that's what blusher was used for. Mm-hmm. Blusher was used to put health back into the cheeks, you know, but actually you want to really be doing this, you know, you don't want to be masking things. You want to be healthy, you know. That's, for me, what true beauty is. It's harmony within your own body.
It's just funny because almost everybody that works in the industry has said this.
Right, okay.
And it's unexpected at the same time because I feel like a big part of the industry is superficial and quite a facade.
Absolutely.
But anybody that we know that's like really working on it, they're like, your health.
Your health is
your
optimum.
Your stress. Your application of how you use that knowledge to help yourself first.
Absolutely. You know, it's all about anti-inflammation, you know. And I think we're in an industry where, because profits are sort of pushed at the forefront, we don't look at these things as much as we should, you know, because it's easier to, I guess it's what's the fast-paced nature of the world. It takes more effort to care for your health. It takes more effort to change your diet, to exercise regularly, to, you know, take time out of your busy working day. You know, if you could just click and buy something, it's just easier, isn't it? But the reality is that that's only takes you to a certain level. It's never going to, you know, it's never going to give you the real thing that beauty is supposed to be achieving, which is good health, really. And like I said, harmony within your own body.
Yeah, it's so true. It's so true.
Is it time for us to reveal our kit?
Yes, it is.
I'm so excited.
It is that moment.
Oh, I love it. That's a Merit bag.
That is a Merit bag.
I love Merit.
I love the bag too.
I've got a few of them and I'm obsessed with them.
They're really, really good.
What a great idea.
Where do you want to start?
Oh gosh, everywhere. Well,
so my first one is a little weird, but it is actually a tool. And it is the 8 brush. So this is actually one of our tools.
So
we created a beauty brand that's disability friendly.
Right.
Amazing. And I love the 8 brush because it's just like my go-to for concealer.
Yeah.
It's angled, it's dense enough. And I use a lot of like cream concealers.
Right.
So for example, like I love the NARS Super Matte Soft Concealer.
Yes.
And for me, this is a great applicator. So this is...
Can I have
this
a,
is, yeah. Yes, of course. So that's
one of
mine.
Oh, wow. This is so light.
And it's really light.
This
and
is incredible. I've never felt such a... Wow. This is so cool. Oh, this is... Yeah, this is super light. Love it. I've never seen a square thingy-majiggy handle.
It's one of those like you can actually...
This is very soft.
It's very soft.
Vince like, that's going in my kit.
This is beautiful. I love that.
So that's probably number one for me. It's the 8 brush.
I just love the shape of it because I often see big foundation brushes in this shape, but I never see a concealer brush in this shape. So that's... well done. That's amazing.
Yeah. So that's I think that's probably my like one thing I need.
Yeah. And I guess like it's easy to do little touch ups with that on the go because you're not going to reapply your foundation, but you can reapply your concealer and bits. You know, here and there. Yeah. So
it's less conspicuous on the tube.
Yes.
Yes, for sure.
For sure. Mine actually is a, so I love a lip. So this is the Lisa Eldridge Meet Me in Berlin. But look.
I love.
On its last legs. I definitely am going to be toffing up with that soon. But I just love because my lips are so dry.
Right.
It doesn't make it look like I've put on something that's like showing all my dry skin.
Can I give you like a really weird tip for dry lips?
Yes,
it's really weird. It's so woo-woo. This is kind of weird. But as a child, I was told to put mustard oil in my belly button or castor oil in my belly button.
Okay.
To help. It's like a really old Indian thing, actually. And I don't know why. I don't know the science behind it. I don't get it. But it works. It really, really does.
I'm going to do it.
You just try it. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, going back to Lisa Eldridge, I'm obsessed with her brand. I recently went to an event, actually, and I picked up loads of amazing goodies from there. That red lipstick that she does in Ribbon.
Yes, in Ribbon. Yeah, yeah.
That's the reason, like, I want to work with, like, Tilda Swinton. Like, literally, that signature red lip was
so
just delicious.
So true. But
even the packaging, it's like all aluminium, which is amazing.
Yeah, it is. And it's like, I just love the click that it makes when you're done with your lipstick. It's just satisfying.
Things like that.
Just makes all the difference.
The packaging is everything.
But yeah, three quarters of my lip stuff, I had to pick one, but is Lisa Eldridge because I can wear a matte color and it won't look weird with my dry lips. I can wear the glosses, literally everything.
Yes.
So always a staple for me.
Your turn, Min.
Okay. Right. I'm going to go with this because it's new. I say it's new. It's not new. It's not a new product, but everybody's been really commenting on my eyelashes lately, and how long they've been looking. And I attribute it to this, Soap and Glorine Thick and Fast, tubing mascara. So, and I love the way it comes off as well. It doesn't give you panda eyes. It sort of just crumbles off. So that's what I love about a tubing mascara. And I was never into them before, but all of a sudden I am. And this has just done something. I mean, I don't know if you can see.
You can. You can.
But like this has just done something different for my eyelashes. So yeah, there's that.
Are they cry-proof? I know it's a really weird question, but are tubing mascaras typically cry-proof?
I feel like they are. Because I have very watery eyes. And my eyes have been watering over the last few days, I've been fine. You know, I've looked in the mirror. I mean, they were watering all the way here, and I looked in the mirror. I didn't have to do a touch up.
Not a single smudge.
Yeah,
not a single smudge. I love this so much.
What is that nude stick?
It's nude sticks.
I love nude sticks.
It's one of their mattes. It's terracotta tan. Really like this. I like that it's lightweight. It's easy to travel with. It's a great shade, and I will finish it.
I love nude sticks. Absolutely. I think their products are amazing. They're clean as well. They're super non-toxic. And I think, you know, for me, that's something I'm massively interested in at the moment. I'm looking for the brands that are non-toxic and don't, you know, disrupt your hormones. So, yeah, nude sticks gets a massive thumbs up for me.
Oh, love it. I'm deciding what to go with next. Probably a skincare product. It is the Lelive Vitamin C Serum.
I'm using that right now.
Really?
Yeah, I'm no so way. Into it. I love it. That and there's another face oil that I've been using in conjunction with it. And I think it's brilliant.
Yeah, it is. I just feel like it's not harsh for sensitive skin either, which is great because my skin's quite sensitive and I can use this and it's not irritating. And I feel like I always have this glow now that I'm using it because it's really helped with that. I mean, it's on another one that is almost on its way out.
I think it's another brand that's pretty clean as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really love their stuff. I just got introduced to it maybe a few months ago. It was a press event that I went to. I'm totally obsessed.
Works wonders for sure.
Yeah, it really, really does. Really does.
So back to you, Min.
Yeah,
back
we're more excited about you.
Prada lip thing. It's blue.
Oh.
But it comes out like pink on the lips. It's super cool. Okay, so for me, I'm like you. I'm a lip girl. And I like my lips to feel hydrated at all times. But I love products with a bit of a tint of colour as well. Mm-hmm. I don't just want a regular lip balm. You know, mm-hmm. I like a bit of a tint to go with it. So this is great. And also, don't you just love this packaging?
Yeah.
Packaging's like really yummy. It's quite, I don't know. It's a bit masculine, you know? But I'm a sucker for good packaging as well.
Yeah. Makes so, all the difference, doesn't yeah. it?
But so again, really. You know, I really like a lot of the Prada lip products. I think they're great.
I love that lip balm so much. I'm actually, now that you've said it, because I'm always a bit skeptical about shades, especially of the pH changing yeah. ones.
I have this one and we didn't have anything like it in Hong Kong. And when she would come back from uni, she would like bring it to me. It was like green and then it changed color and it was something I've never yeah. seen before.
Yeah. It's so fun when a product does this, you know. I don't, you know, it's, I guess it appeases my dopamine or something, but yeah, I just love things that do something that you don't expect them to do. It's like blue. Okay.
For sure.
I thought it would just come out clear,
right?
But it has a tint and I was like, crazy.
It's like magic.
Yeah.
I kind of miss Lipstick Queen.
Yeah. Oh gosh, yes,
they had the best stuff.
What happened to Lipstick Queen?
I don't know, but they had this like black color spicy
yeah
lip balm.
Oh,
and it was like plumping, but it was black. And it was just great.
It was the best. It but we so finished good. That and then they aren't there anymore.
I love like a balmy, glossy lip. Not so much on myself. Like I never go for lip glosses on myself.
Really?
Enough. Hardly ever. Like, I'm like you. I like the mattes or the demi mattes.
Yeah.
You know? I feel like they last longer, you know, because I can't be bothered to always top up my lips.
Of course, especially so, when you're on yeah. the job.
But on somebody else, I love putting a gloss on. I love a gloss on set. You know,
yeah, I live for that.
I like
too.
The freshness of a gloss, you know.
It's so, also really interesting because it's like that healthy thing as well.
Exactly. Yeah. It really is. And that's, I think, one of the reasons I like a flushed lip look. Have you ever tried the BC Balms by Violette?
No. You're dying to try.
You need them all in your life. They're amazing. I wish I bought it with me because that's definitely something I use all the time. But they're great because they just add a pop of health into your lips without looking like you're wearing loads. And I love that.
Add to cart.
Add yeah. to cart immediately. To cart. I kid you not.
I feel like this whole conversation is like add to cart.
Yeah, I know, right? We're going to have no money by the time this podcast is done.
No, I'm not. I was going to say, speaking of no money, like this is probably like one of those splurge items that you wouldn't expect in a kit. But yeah. I like to smell nice.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
This is Maison Crivelli's Saffron Secret. And it is divine.
I need to smell this.
It is divine.
I need to smell
it's
this. I don't think I have.
Really, really long lasting. It's
I love a scent
spicy.
Like this.
It's special.
I'm going to need this.
Yeah.
Because I'm a fragrance person.
Are you?
I'm a fragrance snob, I'd say. Because I've got a really strong sense of smell. Mm-hmm. Smell can dictate my life.
Mm.
It can ruin my life too, you know, at the same time. But I love like your Lalabos, Byredos, Penhaligans.
Maison Crivelli is the new one to add.
I need that. I will be taking a picture of that one later.
Yeah, for sure. Your turn? One last one?
Oh, this is
hard to pick.
A lot of cheeks. So I love... the fluid sheer.
I mean, those.
Obsessed from Armani and literally like on top of blush, it just gives you the right amount of shine and yeah. it just looks so good with like the lights. Like I am constantly reaching for this. Like every time you say that my cheeks look nice, it's because
Sorry, I was looking at it. Yeah, I see what it is now. I love those. I love the entire range of those. But have you also seen the little liquid blushes that they do?
Yes.
I did a video on my Instagram showcasing three of them.
Ooh.
And they are amazing. There's an amazing lavender color that I would never have reached for on my skin tone. But I thought, let me try this little lavender trend, you know, a little bit under the eyes. And it looked amazing. It just literally changed the way that I even apply a blusher sometimes, you know. When I go out, I go for the lavender now.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's so
good. That's really interesting.
It's really interesting because I would never have thought. When they sent me those colors, I was like, interesting, because I don't know if any of these are going to look good on me. I thought they all looked great on my skin tone.
Mm.
So, yeah.
That's great.
Armani does that, though. I feel like they understand shades.
They do.
And oxidization of their products super well.
And they understand textures amazingly, I think. You know, their textures are all so luxury. Yeah, I love that.
Little goes a long way. Like, I use this all the time, but you just need a little bit, and then it's enough to, like, do my overblush craziness that I do.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. I love a bit of overblush. Why not? It's the best. So is it my turn?
Your
last product. Okay.
Yeah.
Last product is an interesting one because I don't like powders on my own skin at all. I'm not a massive fan of powder until this was introduced to me. It's like Easy Bake by Huda Beauty in Cupcake. In fact, I was doing the Who What Wear Awards and this was sent to me and I became obsessed with it. It actually won the awards last year.
Wow.
So because it's baking without caking, I'd say. Yeah. I'm not a big fan of the baked look for myself particularly, you know, I don't like powder sitting in any creases. Like I said, I want my skin to look like radiant, glowing skin. And this just gives me, if I feel like the radiance has turned into grease, you know, this is just my go-to product for that. It helps the makeup last super long. And it just does not give you that cakey finish. It gives you almost like a poreless finish. Ooh. So you can even try it. You can have a look at the texture with that.
I have to say, do you have the unscented or scented?
It's scented.
The scented. So I love this. I weirdly bought the cherry blossom one.
Right, okay.
It looks so good though.
Really? Mm. Wow.
I was quite surprised.
Wow.
So I thought that, you know, normally with undertones, like I'm warm, so I wouldn't go for anything that isn't.
Yeah.
But I bought pink one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Honestly incredible. And I
only have this one by accident because it was sent to me, but it smells great,
so
doesn't
good.
It? It's so good. You know, I'd say for those people that aren't sure about powder or don't love how powder looks on their skin, but want to set their makeup and don't want to go onto the fly over the edge of radiance to grease, this is definitely a good product for them.
Amazing. Ooh,
gorgeous.
Well, then this has been such an insightful conversation. We absolutely loved it, to be honest.
Yeah, it's been great. So nice to like hear about all the different products that you use and what gives everybody that superstar finish.
Yeah. And you know what? It just changes, right? You know, like I said, there's so many products around. You know, if we were to have this conversation again in a month, I'd probably be back here with some of the same ones and then, you know, some totally new products. So, you know, it's just experimenting. It's also seasonal, you know, your skin changes every season. Your skin changes as it ages, you know, so it's just about keeping on top of what works for you.
Absolutely. Well, Min, thank you so much for showing us that your kit really is a journey.
Yes.
And inner beauty is equally as important as outer beauty.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you for having me, guys.
It's been so great. Thank you.